Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to Your World Today, our final interview for this afternoon. And we've all been through COVID, the pandemic that has taken the world just over 2 years ago by total surprise. One country that seems to have withstood the pandemic has been North Korea, but they recently confirmed their first COVID death, and 350,000 people are reporting having a fever. This afternoon, we speak to senior journalist and author of several books on Asian affairs, Donald Kirk, and he's speaking to us live from Seoul in South Korea. Donald, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Oh, but we got it back. Let's do it.
I beg your pardon?
Hi, this is Don Kirk in South Korea.
All right. I'm not picking you up very clearly, so I'm hoping that you'll be able to answer my question. Okay, got you now. Thank you.
All right. Okay, I'm here.
Well, I can hear you now. All right, so 2 years after
Great.
COVID, and North Korea announces their first COVID death. Tell us exactly what's happening. What are you hearing being neighbors?
Well, North Korea now says they've had about a million cases of fever, which is assumed to be COVID, 1.2 million to be more precise. They didn't announce this at all for a long time, but now apparently they can't avoid announcing it because it's become so widespread. It's believed that there are actually more cases than they're acknowledging. They say there have been at least 50 people who've died so far. But again, it's believed that the spread of COVID is far more widespread than they're acknowledging. The leader, Kim Jong-un, is calling for extreme measures and so forth. He's blaming his health officials for not stopping COVID before it got out of hand. And he's asking the army to assist. So it looks like there's a crackdown on people who are blamed, to whom he's shifting responsibility for COVID.
Mm-hmm. So their self-isolation hasn't really served them all that well.
No. They have isolated the country. They've closed their borders and so forth. Now they're on more or less complete lockdown, they say. People cannot leave their homes or their communities except to work in factories on production facilities. There's really a state of complete emergency. I wouldn't quite call it panic, but it's so unusual for North Korea to come out with dispatches of this sort that it certainly shows the severity of the situation there, probably more severe than they're acknowledging.
Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't taken any of the vaccines, particularly the COVAX. So how do you think they're going to manage this? Will their infrastructure, do they have the ability to actually look after all of these people who are now taking ill?
It's not believed that they have the ability. In other words, it's believed that they do not have the ability to take care of nearly all the people who've been taken ill. They don't have the medicine. They don't have the facilities. And Kim Jong-un is not accepting vaccines, at least so far. He's not even acknowledged an offer from South Korea to assist with vaccines and other forms of medicine. Instead, he's saying that the pharmacies should be carrying the medicine that's needed for the illness. Well, I think everybody knows you can't just go to a pharmacy and get a pill that's going to cure you of COVID. It's mm-hmm. far more complex and difficult than that, especially for serious cases. And it's also necessary, really, to have vaccines in advance so people don't get COVID. I'm sure that in just about every country in the world, with the exception of North Korea and Eritrea, of all places, every country in the world has vaccines.
Mm-hmm. So amidst all of what is happening with regards to COVID in North Korea, they've been also firing missiles. What's the reason behind that? What exactly is happening?
Well, they do fire missiles periodically. They fired three of them, I think, a few days ago. Obviously, Kim Jong-un has been spending a whole lot of money on missiles and also on developing nuclear warheads. and money that should have been going into medical facilities and other public works, including schools and road building and that kind of thing. Certainly, he should have invested far more in medical facilities. Now he's trying to blame health officials for his own failures. North Korea is rumored or widely believed to be planning an underground nuclear test. It's not clear that Kim Jong-un is going to go through with this plan under the circumstances. If he does, certainly the world will be disgusted by such a decision. He does periodically fire missiles, and he may fire a few more of them. And we're waiting to see whether or not he's going to do another nuclear test, a tremendously costly investment that takes much-needed funds away from the whole medical system.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that many Koreans are in poor health due to food shortages and malnutrition means that their immune systems are probably not going to be able to handle fighting COVID.
Well, yes. It's really a desperate situation there. At least it would appear to be so. Once this illness starts to spread, and if you don't have vaccines and if you don't have proper medical facilities, what are you going to do? It's just an absolutely dreadful problem. I hate to think what's going to happen. I think that he's going to have to plead for foreign aid. He's going to need foreign aid sooner or later. He may not want to have all those foreigners visiting his country, assessing his situation and coming out with reports of how terrible are his facilities, but he may not be able to avoid that.
Mm. Well, where do you see, you think, you know, he's going to be able to handle all of this, and politically, where do you see this going?
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to predict the failure of his regime, but I think the future of his regime is maybe at stake here. If he mm-hmm. can't deal with this crisis, I imagine some people are going to be very unhappy. Now, he's so strongly entrenched in power, and he has, you know, the armed forces and security services all behind him. I think it would be foolish to predict an uprising against him, but widespread dissatisfaction could certainly undermine his control.
Mm. Well, Donald Kirk, thank you very much for your time. We'll have to watch and see what happens in North Korea.
Yes,
seeing that the numbers
yes,
are like 50,000 people per day coming through with COVID. It's a really sad state for them to be in, seeing the situation that they face because of a ruler who's so heavy-handed. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.